This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And especially today, I invite you to listen to our continued study of the great topic of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In connection with that, we are looking not only at the true Bible doctrine of the fact that Jesus became king on the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, and the false doctrine of premillennialism, which holds that he is even not yet king, that someday he will come to set up a kingdom on earth in the literal city of Jerusalem and there to reign for a literal 1,000 years. We have already shown 8 basic elements in the premillennial program, and now for the past several days we have been studying the truth about Christ and his kingdom involved in what I have termed a basic argument. That basic argument consists of 2 premises and a conclusion. When an argument is presented in logical form, the 2 basic questions to ask are, is the argument valid and are the premises true? To ask if an argument is valid is to ask, if the premises are true, will the conclusion also be true? And to ask, of course, if the premises are true, is to ask, are they in harmony with Bible teaching? I have already considered the basic argument. I have set it out, the 2 premises and the conclusion, and I have also shown that the first premise is true. And so now today we turn to the proof of the second premise. You remember that the second premise is the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the coronation of Christ all occurred in fulfillment of prophecy. The proof of this is found in the 2nd chapter of the book of Acts. The second premise stating that if the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ were prophesied as they actually did occur during our Lord's ministry on earth, and if he were coronated as king following his resurrection, then this minor premise or second premise is true. And if the second premise is true, and according to what we've already shown the first premise is true, then the sub-doctrines of premillennialism are false if both premises of this basic argument for the fact that Christ is now reigning as king, that his kingdom was set up on the first day of Pentecost following his resurrection, then the conclusion must be true. And that conclusion is that premillennialism is false and Christ has been reigning as king since the first day of Pentecost following his resurrection from the dead. I will now proceed to the proof of the various elements of the second premise. First, prophecy made and fulfilled concerning the death of Christ. From the pen of Isaiah we read, "He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted he opened not his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due?" Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 and 8. This is clearly a prophecy concerning the Messiah. It describes, first, what happened to Christ during his civil and religious trials, and second, the crucifixion which resulted from that trial. All of this can be learned from the latter portion of each of the 4 Gospels. Acts chapter 8, verses 31 to 35, makes clear that Philip, the inspired evangelist, who preached to the man of Ethiopia, pointed out that the death of Christ and attendant events constituted the fulfillment of this very passage, that is, of Isaiah chapter 53. My friends, we're talking here about matters that are very important concerning Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that his kingdom has already been set up and men and women have already been translated into it. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Until then, may God be with you and keep you, is my prayer.